Dr. Mark Van Stone is one of the nation's leading experts on Mayan culture and art, and his lifetime study of this ancient civilization certainly qualifies him to help all of us decide if it's worth doing any Christmas shopping at all this year. Dr. Van Stone, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Before I ask you the big question, please summarize for us how the Mayans came to be seen by some as a very prophetic culture.
About 100 years ago, there were some scholars that basically knew how to read Maya dates and little else from their inscriptions, and who speculated on some of the artwork of the Maya that it showed a flood, and they compared it to the flood at the end of the world, and that was the beginning of the Maya mean. That was about 110 years ago.
Was there something unique about the way the Mayans represented their wisdom and beliefs in their art?
Yes, there was. Of all the mathematical systems of ancient peoples, like the Romans, like the Greeks, like the Chinese, the Mayas were the most advanced mathematicians. Hmm. And we know from their inscriptions that they were also good astronomers. And they were pretty important. It was pretty important to them. And in fact, their astronomy was laced with astrology, and their mathematics was laced with numerology.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you learn that the Maya were able to, calculate huge numbers that the Egyptians and the Romans never did, that makes them seem very, very, very advanced, very sophisticated,
mm-hmm.
which is fabulous. One of the interesting things to me is that the Maya had all these amazing intellectually they were very advanced, but they were still in the Stone Age. They never developed the wheel. They never developed metals.
Huh. Am I right? You have been studying this ancient civilization for decades?
Yeah. I got started in the mid-80s. I studied the writing of other ancient cultures before that. I was really into calligraphy and hieroglyphs, and I think it's really interesting that the Maya and the Egyptians, for instance, covered their world with inscriptions, and yet the people on the streets at that time were just as ignorant of their writing as the tourists are today. I'm sure that some farmer would come into town at Palenque and say, "Wow, I wish I could read that. That's really beautiful." Same as we do.
Huh.
And so they made it really beautiful because the beauty of it is what communicated to the people that couldn't read it.
Well, your credentials, Dr. Van Stone, are the very kind of confidence, offer us the very kind of confidence that we need to ask you this big question. And so I'm going to ask it. If you were to call me up on December 22nd, would I be likely to answer?
Yes, you would be there. The Maya actually never predicted any end to their calendar or their culture. And they, everything that you hear about the prophecies of the Maya is really projection, modern projection, people fantasizing and placing it on the Maya. And of course, the Maya are a good recipient for this because we really know so little about them.
Mm-hmm.
They're a blank slate on which people, I call it the here be dragons phenomenon.
Huh.
When you see a map that has, the middle of America, for instance, for centuries, took a long time to fill in, and that's where they put the dragons on the map, because everybody knows there's dragons somewhere.
So did what happened then? Did people read the hieroglyphics, the writing of the Maya, and misunderstand it and leap to predictions? What do you see in these writings that they don't get, or was they just looking for something to publicize?
There was something in the Maya writing. They called their creation date, they should have called the creation date 00000 if they counted time like we do. But to them, the date of their creation was called 13000.
Hmm.
And that means that there was a 5,000-year period before creation that they designated as the time the gods ruled and built the world, or prepared the world, if you will. And it's been 5,000 years since that creation date. So 13000 means 13 times 400 Maya years, plus zero decades, years, months, and days. And that amount of time has almost passed again. It's now to the year 12, 19, 19, and 17-something, and it's very close to the 13000 mm-hmm. date again.
Mm-hmm.
And that coincidence is what got scholars speculating that the Maya believed that this 13000 cycle was part of their, a recurring thing. And it turns mm-hmm. out that it's not recurring. There is one inscription which clearly says that they're going to go on to the 14th Bakhtun and on to the 15th and on to the 20th. And that inscription is at Palenque. It's in the Temple of the Inscriptions, and it goes to the year 4772. And it says that on that date, our great king Pakal will be celebrated, you know, that they're going to be celebrating an anniversary of his coronation. And that tells me two things. It says that they are telling us that the calendar itself does not end. It keeps going, keeps on going up, doesn't even restart. And that they believe their civilization would go on for another 4,000 years.
Hmm.
That as far as they were concerned, there's no end to the calendar, and there's no end to their culture, which is the exact opposite of everyone's speculation. And once that became known to scholars, they said, oh, you were wrong. And that memo didn't get out to the public, which had already, you know, taken the idea that the cycle of 5,000 years was, you know, a cycle of creation and destruction. And they were running with it by then, and they didn't get the memo.
Well, that is as clear an explanation of the situation that I have heard, and I understand it. I just want to validate it by one other question. Do you have engagements on your calendar after December 21st?
Certainly I do. In fact, my friends and I are going down to Chichen Itza because we want to be at ground zero on that fateful date. And yes, I have other engagements in my future.
Dr. Mark Van Stone is professor of art history at Southwestern College and a renowned expert on ancient Mayan hieroglyphics. His latest book is 2012: Science and Prophecy of the Ancient Maya. Now, you can get that book from Amazon, and it's just out in a new interactive digital version. So if you want to hear more like this conversation, go get that book, 2012, Science and Prophecy of the Ancient Maya. Dr. Van Stone, I feel confident that we have laid to rest these apocalyptic fears about the December 21st once and for all, and surely the rest of our society will quit worrying about it, don't you think?
If they listen.
Oh, thanks so much for taking time to be with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. Take care.